turkey.
Victor Grimmenacher, welcome back to KPFA.
Thanks for having me back.
Sure.
It's a pleasure to play this little gem of a studio.
Well, it's great to have you here. Even though the band has been here before, and I know everybody, I'm going to let you be a band leader and introduce the troops.
This is my wonderful band, and we have a moniker now. It's not just the Victor Krumenacher Band anymore. It's surprising. This is really essentially what is now known as McCabe and Mrs. Miller. And the genesis of that was that Allison, Faith Levy, who's singing and playing the piano, and I decided to do a songwriting project. We worked together off and on for years, and she plays with the Sippy Cups, who some of your listeners may know, a rather popular children's-oriented band. And she said, I want to write some adult songs, and I said, great. And I'd been doing all the solo stuff, and she'd been singing with my band, and it's just kind of evolved into this. Strange how this happens.
Yeah. And yet, the brand new album is under Victor Krumenacher.
Under my name, and, you know, it was not a record I planned on making, but the short story of it is that people die, and sometimes one has to respond artistically to drama, and that's basically what happened. The record's called Patriarch's Blues, and last year my father died on Halloween, and my stepfather died the day before Thanksgiving. So kind of in response to that, I called up my band, and I said, let's go in the studio. I had inherited a little bit of money, and my mom said, why don't you put new windows in your house? And I said, I think I'll make a record instead. And she said, I thought you've already done that a couple of times. And I said, I know, but maybe we'll do another one. This time for sure. So we got together over at Fantasy Studios and cut the record basically live in 2 days. I think I think when I counted it, there were eight individual overdubs in the whole thing.
Wow.
And it's basically Paul O'Gean, my bass player, and my drummer John Haynes, Jonathan Sagel, who plays with me in Campervan Beethoven. We had Greg Leischer from Camper. We had David Emglick from The Counting Crows. Who else played on that? John R. Burr. I don't know if you know John R.
Sure, keyboard player.
Doug Hilsinger
from Bomb, and any number of Waycross and the Ian Orchestra. Who else? Oh, yeah, John Lee Sanders on backing vocals. Great job. So, yeah, it came together out of the blue, put it out. Reviews have been really good. We've been out opening for Camper. We just got back from Chicago a couple of weeks ago. We're going out to New York in a couple of weeks. Busy. We're playing at Red Hill Books tomorrow as an acoustic set.
Vernal Heights.
7 p.m. It's a full moon. What's that called? A full moon series?
Full moon music. It's free.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
All right.
So we'll play a McCabe and Mrs. Miller song. This is a song Alice and I wrote. It's kind of a roadhouse blues called Fare Thee Well, Adios, and Goodbye.
And we'll make use of this special tambourine mic that they set up over here.
You know, your tambourine playing is nothing but divine, my dear.